Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It is Friday, August 26th. And what do we have? Sega has announced a re-release of Sonic CD on Xbox Live, PSN, PC, the iPhone and iPad, Android, Windows Phone 7, and more late this year. But not the Wii or the 3DS. It's going to have a mix of the various soundtracks because in different regions it had different music. I have no idea why. That's just baffling to me. But for fans of the series, very exciting. Video games you can download this week include PlayStation 3, Street Fighter 3 Third Strike Online Edition, which is pretty exciting, something called Hamilton's Great Adventure PS3 game, and Comic Zone, the Genesis game. The PSP has Final Fantasy Talisman of Death, Fighting Fantasy Talisman of Death, and Hysteria Project 2. The Xbox 360 also has Street Fighter 3 Online Edition, Crazy Machine Elements, and Hole in the Wall. Hole in the Wall is really kind of neat because I don't know if you've ever seen those human Tetris videos on YouTube where they got a guy like contorting while a wall moves toward him and you got to kind of go through the gap. It's that. And that's for Kinect. So that's really kind of cool. I don't have a Kinect, but I kind of wish I did because I want to play Hole in the Wall. On the Wii, you can download Flight Control. You can't because there's no Wii downloads this week. That's last week. This week's Wii game is The Ignition Factor, a Super NES game I had no memory of and had to look up. It's a firefighting game from Jalico, and to me, that's the very definition of obscure. On the DSi, you can download Let's Create Pottery, Magical Whip Wizards of Phantasmal Forest, and the astonishingly excitingly named Calculator. The 3DS has the Virtual Console Game Boy game Gargoyle's Quest from Capcom. It's a classic, it's pretty good. I played it recently, and it's but still kind of hard. And what else do we have to talk about? Ah, yes. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Everything. No, not everything. But a lot of stuff, because we have two sales going right now. One is a Halo free shipping sale. If you spend $40 on in-stock Halo merchandise, we'll give you free shipping on those items. The second one is our clearance sale. We have over 800 items on clearance right now, up to 85% off. Star Wars, Halo, Star Trek, Marvel, DC, Transformers, things that are probably selling out because we have over 200 items right now that are just one left. That means we have one of them on the sale price, and when they're discontinued, we don't carry that item anymore. So go to sale.entertainmentearth.com right now and find out what you have just missed or are missing or could miss. Sales both end Tuesday. Other new stuff I got to tell you about. We listed some new collectibles this week, including a Two Heart 2 Tamaki Kusaka Peach Swimming Suit Statue, Halo Reach Carter Bobblehead, and a Halo Red Spartan Mark V Bobblehead, and some other stuff, which you can check out on the site, because we're adding new things all the time, as that is the way of our people. So, as always, thanks for listening. Thank you for your business. Thank you for telling a friend. And I hope I'll have some more exciting things to talk about on the next Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. But before I go, I just wanted to let you know something I just found out about, because I didn't know. If you're an old-school video gamer, and by that I mean you're an old video gamer who talked about 16-bit games while you were still in school, you might remember the TurboGrafx-16 games Alien Crush or Devil's Crush. Turns out there was a third one for the Super Famicom, which is a Japanese Super NES called Jackie Crush. Never heard of it before. It's based on Japanese like Oni and Ogre mythology. It's rare. It's from Noxot, who's the same developer as Alien Crush, and it's pretty cool. You can see videos of it on YouTube, or I don't know if you can emulate some way to play it somehow. But if you could, that's very interesting. And it's a remarkable game, and I really do hope they stick it on the Wii Virtual Console service at some point, because it looks really cool. And if you like lost 16-bit games, and I live for that kind of stuff, so fair warning, kind of neat. Of course, there are no toys for it. There probably never will be. They never did anything for Alien Crush, unless you count stuff from the movie Alien, because Alien Crush is kind of a ripoff of Alien, but it's so cool, who cares? Anyway, that's all I got for this week, so goodbye, and follow me on Twitter at EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H.